So good to have you here. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, getting underway today on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. Ace McKay is our producer, and we've got some other team members in place. We are set to go, Debbie, on a brand new week, for first of the week. I hope your weekend was good.
And this is a really, I think, an excellent topic to explore together, especially during Lent, when there is a lot of shopping going on, especially after Easter, when people start to celebrate. And it's important, I think, we discuss this in a very rational, practical way. We titled it Shopping with the Devil, which means, do you ever sometimes think about the organizations that you support, that you frequent, that you go to, that you put your hard-earned money to get something from? Have you ever looked into their business dealings behind the scenes and who they are aligned with? Are they really a Christian? Do they align with or measure up with our Christian principles and are what we know to be true, right? Do they, or are they directly or indirectly involved in things that are very, let's face it, they're very demonic, some things. So we really struggle with this, I think, as Christians, as to, who we support, who we don't support, when we shop, when we don't shop. Do we need these things? Do we want these things? Do we compromise? Do we make, excuses of why we have to go to a certain organization because it's the only one that delivers in 2 days or something like that? So let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. Can you tell, Jerry, that I do struggle with this on a regular basis? I actually do. So this is a tough topic for me because I find that pretty much every organization has some kind of ties to something that's not Christian.
Yeah. Well, and Debbie and I both, independent of each other, found a great article on the National Catholic Register, ncregister.com. And our producer, Ace McKay, will have that up on the show website, take2show.com, right after the broadcast. But, in that article, it makes, I think, the very valid point it makes a couple of important points. One, how we spend our money is a moral decision. And the Catholic Church would expect us to be prudent and very discriminating in how we spend our money if there is an opportunity to do that. And the other point that it makes, and other articles that I saw online make as well, is, there's a couple of different things you can say about this. There's material, formal cooperation and material cooperation, and it is not always improper to do business. If, say, you don't know exactly what a company is supporting, maybe you're hearing things about that, but it's not always necessarily always wrong to do that. And we can talk about that, and that is in the NC Register article that Ace will post on the show website. But what about you, Take Two family? Do you like to kind of drill down in a company's doings and see if they're supporting objectionable causes? Do you avoid them if they are strictly always across the board, or maybe sometimes? Or I'd love to hear from anybody. Do you think it's impossible to avoid doing business with some companies that support objectionable causes simply because they're all doing it now, pretty much? I went on one boycott website. There were 40 corporations on there, and that was just a partial list of companies that are supporting abortion and the gender ideology and all of this. So we need your help today on the program. Let's talk about this. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We really need your participation in this conversation. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Just dial this number, 833-288-3986. Speak to Matt Gabinski. He'll chat with you for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live. And then you'll come on air with us to tell us what your take is on this topic. I struggle with it because I do look into the business dealings, the behind the scenes of what they promote, these different big organizations. And I agree with you, Jerry. I think this NCR article did a really good job of keeping a balanced view of it. Because let's face it, if you want to think about it directly or indirectly, we would never shop again because there's always some way that's tied to something that's not that's not Christian, right? So what we spend our money on is that as I look at organizations, you know, if they're not out there in the public constantly promoting something and constantly throwing it in your face of how they're so woke and they're so into everything, and you know, then maybe if I have to shop or do something, I'll go with them. But some of these organizations, let's face it, they're out there on the front line saying, hey, we'll transport our employees to get abortions and stuff like that. And they're out there. They're just blatantly out there right in your face. It's demonic behavior right in plain view. And I will not, this is me, this is Debbie Giorgiani talking, I will not support them, you know. And one of them is the happiest place on earth, where everybody goes and takes their families, which I did many years ago and took my kids, and spent a lot of money there. But people still say, well, it's what our kids need to experience it. And they make rationalizations and excuses for why it is still okay. So I don't know where, I would love for clergy to weigh in on this and tell us, you know, what are your thoughts on this? Because you don't want people going into scrupulosity where they never go out again, never purchase a carton of eggs at their grocery store, because grocery stores are involved in it now. So, yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do? So here's the number. Please call in. Let's have a balanced discussion on this and walk away with feeling like we're confident as Christians going out there and spending our money. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and the article on ncregister.com made a good point, and that is, you know, corporations used to be concerned primarily, if not exclusively, what people thought about their product, you know, the production of their product, how it was produced, was there, you know, abuse of employees, child labor, things like this. But just the overall quality of the product was really what drove them in the public square. Now they're, like you said, you made the very valid point that they're really coming out kind of right in your face. And, you know, things, I don't understand this. You know, like you said, you take Disney, for example.
I was trying to be kind.
Well, this article mentions Disney and Amazon and some others. You know, you would think, especially a corporation that caters to young people, to kids, you would have their best interest in mind. You'd want them to be healthy.
Healthy,
healthy in every way, you know, intellectually, morally, in their minds and hearts and souls. So anyway, this is going to be a good conversation. We have some folks on the line already, but there is a line open for you. We're talking about shopping with the devil, kind of a play on the old Van Halen song, Running with the Devil.
Yeah.
How can we avoid shopping at corporations and businesses that support objectionable causes for our Catholic faith, for the natural law, for the moral law? 833-288-3986.
We're talking about when to shop, when to boycott, when to avoid the organizations that are very anti-Christian. So we're having a very good introduction of the discussion. Jerry and I are going back and forth with Ace McKay. It's actually really good what we're saying behind the scenes. So we'll kind of share a little bit of it. And then we need you to weigh in. 833-288-3986. But my blood pressure is already going, Jerry, so you know how that goes. Okay, start a Catholic radio station. Find out how you can help start a Catholic radio station where you live, powered by the truth of the church and EWTN's dynamic radio programming. All you have to do, it's so easy. If you feel that nudge in your spirit that you want to do something like start a radio station, all you got to do is email Steve at this address, radio@EWTN.com. That's how to start a Catholic radio station. It's that simple. Email Steve. No, it's not that simple. There's a lot of work that goes into it. But the start of it, they always say in life coaching, when you make that first step, you're like 50% there. So that's kind of exciting. But so anyway, my blood pressure is going sky high because I have a real problem with this. I was sharing with Jerry and Ace on the break that I just wish that people would stay in their lane. And what I mean by that is, you know, I was watching a beautiful celebration of a great comedian last night. And he didn't get into anything political. He wasn't trying to get into any of the woke, you know, ideology or any of the kind of stuff that's out there right now. And he was just talking about good, wholesome comedy and acting. And I'm like, why can't actors stay in, you know, what they do best, what God has given them? Why can't athletes play the sports that God has gifted them and the skills that they have been able to do? Why can't these organizations put out a good product or a good service and stop getting involved in all of this other stuff? Because I think it does a disservice to everyone, including their shareholders and everything. I don't think it benefits them in the long run, because eventually Christians do stand up and they do in some way, if you will, boycott or avoid those organizations. And so it doesn't benefit anybody in the long run. Why don't people just stay in their lane and do what they do best? What do you think?
I could not agree more. To me, it's really kind of ugly, you know, to see, like you said, an athlete or an actor or even a company, a corporation coming out and supporting all of these, you know, grossly immoral ideologies and so forth. Yet it just looks ugly to me. I don't know why.
It feels ugly, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels ugly.
It feels ugly, yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people feel the same
demonic.
Way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. And anyway, we're having a conversation about this today. What do you boycott? Do you think it's impossible to avoid purchasing from corporations that support, improper and immoral ideologies? What is your thought on this, Take Two family? Because we all live in this world and we all buy things all the time. We have to buy things in order to live. So please let us hear your thoughts on this. 833-288-3986.
Well, there is one place that I avoid if I can. I can't always avoid it because sometimes it's in all the airports, but I avoid it at all costs. It's that famous coffee shop with the green logo. And I'll tell you, because if you go into the history of the things that have been said and the things that have been done, it is absolutely horrific, the attacks against Christianity. And if you just go into the history and even look at the logo itself is not even something that I feel is wholesome. It is. There's so many levels there. But you know, what are you going to do when every airport, every single corner, you know, a town you have get a rental car, it's right there. So it's real. You really struggle with it, right, Jerry? What do you do? And it's very frustrating as a Christian because, you know, maybe you're dead tired and you've been traveling all day and you need that cup of coffee and that's the only place to go. What do you do? Is it a sin to go there? You know, there's so many ways to uncover this and explore it. But let's do it together as the Take Two family, the Take Two family. Okay, so where are we going first? Where would you like to go first? We got social media coming in, emails coming in, and we have full phone lines.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth is a first-time caller in Ashley, Indiana, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well. So happy that you called.
Thank you.
So what's your thought on this?
I told the call screener that I tried to buy locally. I have encountered that situation that Debbie went through with the coffee situation, and I do avoid those that establishment at all costs. I think I would rather have a cheap, nasty cup of coffee somewhere else
Me
than
too, Elizabeth.
Support them. Yeah. However... I have also been in that situation where I've been traveling for a very long time, and you do need like a little bit of a pick me up. It is a moral quandary because sometimes the employees that work at these establishments also don't espouse to that ideology, but they need a job. So it's a difficult situation for many. I also told them that I tried to buy locally in our local community for certain items, support local farm markets for produce when it's in stock. But sometimes you just can't avoid it. Matter of fact, we had to purchase something from Amazon because we had a broken appliance, and that's the only place where we could order that part from. So what do you do?
Right.
What do you do, right? And also our church is in a quandary because we are building a shrine to Our Lady of Fatima. And we are now faced with the dilemma of do we buy our statues from the United States at a cost of $300,000 or purchase them from a communist country where it may at the max be under $10,000. That's mm-hmm. a big cost difference. So, you know, and then we think, but not everybody in those countries, and we know China is a country that has persecuted Christians. So how do we know that the sculptor is not a persecuted Christian? We don't know.
Right.
So it's a very difficult situation for many.
Right. Or child labor or the Uyghurs, or we can go on and on. So you're spot on, Elizabeth. And, you know, Elizabeth, I struggle with this every single day. I've gotten to the point. That's why I have to be honest with you. I kind of liked the pandemic because I didn't shop at all. Not at all. I mean, it was unbelievable how little we shopped the whole time. And it felt so good. I felt like I wasn't, you know, adding to anything that was destructive to the kingdom of God. But Elizabeth, you're spot on. I mean, what do you do? But I think if God understands the predicament we're in. He knows. I mean, I would say this. What do you think about this, Elizabeth and Jerry? This is how Jerry and I had for many years traveled to do pledge drives. And now after the pandemic, we do most of them virtually. So they're done right from our home studios. But Elizabeth, what do you think about this? If you're traveling, okay, and you have an organization that you know is problematic in front of you, and you could get your coffee there, or you could walk, you know, 500 steps in a different direction and go to a smaller place like you're talking about, or a mom and pop place, or some place that isn't, you know, they're not out there in the public, you know, demonstrating and persecuting Christians. I would say we as Christians are obligated to take that, you know, make that turn, walk the extra half mile or mile, and go to a place that is not so controversial. What do you think, Elizabeth?
I absolutely agree. That establishment just opened a locale in our small town, and I haven't shopped there yet. We have some really fantastic small town coffee shops, and I support them 100%. So I don't go there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's what I think we do. That's what we're called to do. I think that's the healthiest way to approach it. What do you think, Jer?
No, I think absolutely. Yeah, if it's something like that, that's fairly easy and is very cut and dried. Absolutely. During the course of the show, I want to get into some things relating to that topic. But Elizabeth, thank you. God bless you for your call. Getting us started here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It is your show, 833-288-3986. Today we're talking about either doing business or not doing business with corporations and businesses and stores and things that are openly and very adamantly and blatantly supporting objectionable things like, you know, abortion. And especially nowadays, you know, the gender ideologies and all of that. 833-288-3986. Bernadette is next in Rochester, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for calling.
Oh, Ed, thank you for having this topic, because I think it's so crucial. We listen to, you know, not we, but I mean everyone listens to all kinds of programs probably and different video or read material about how awful things are. And oftentimes that's where it stops. We don't hear about ideas of what we can do to circumvent using these services or products. And how helpful it is to do that, because we are fairly certain when we look at the social agendas that they push besides their products and their services, of things like, you know, if you can't get an abortion in, your state will drive you there. Many companies, some that you're inferencing, you know, have that as a policy. And, you know, we just, if we can plan a little better and just make a little bit of a sacrifice, if that's our favorite, shop in because we think it tastes better, go to the gas station kitty corner across the street. And, you know, maybe the coffee isn't as good, but it's still got caffeine in it, and it's going to get you the pick you up that you want. And it's going to make, I think, our Lord and our Lady much happier to know that the enemies of Christianity are not going to continue to have the wherewithal to push those those kind of social agendas on their employees. And let's face it, they get their words out in their ethical or lack of ethics out in many different ways. Sometimes if it's, you know, Netflix or Apple TV, you know, in their messaging through the programming that they create now, which is a lot of, you know, new age magic, sometimes just out and outright demonic. And if we plan a little better, and as Debbie said, she didn't even shop during the pandemic. I think a lot of us probably had more conscious consumption because it was difficult to go out. Yeah. And if we just continued to do that, and also if our leaders would sort of help by maybe having conferences where talented people who are in telecommunication and in social media and in insurance and health services, we can start to have a country and a culture that is Christian-based so that we're not constantly paying into, you know, high, crazy insurance premiums where it's hard to find doctors who won't listen to, you know, the insurance says I can cover you if you get this shot, that shot. Those are the only things I can offer you. And I, you know, I know that I've been looking for different type of health services because I am being told that to continue to be a patient, I have to have certain protocols done, which I don't believe are necessary.
Right. Wow.
So thank you for having the topic. And, you know, if you could maybe follow up sometime also with people, it's like, how do we get together and do the next step? You know, help each other out. You know?
Go ahead, Deb.
Can I say something about that, Bernadette? Because what you just said really, it kind of hit a chord with me because I have always said that we as Catholic Christians, Jerry knows because we've tried many times to get a directory together, to get the Catholic Christians together to support one another. Other faiths do it really well. For some reason, the Catholics don't. I know we have the bulletins and we have that, but we don't even support each other. And I have to tell you, Bernadette, it's very interesting. Many years ago, Jerry and I worked for a Catholic radio station in California, and my husband was approached. He's a real estate broker, and he was approached by this pro-life realtors organization that refers all around the country. And my husband signed up, never got anything for years, Bernadette. Nobody wanted like 10% to go back to pro-life causes. I couldn't understand it. All of a sudden, after the pandemic, my husband's getting calls after all these years. I think people are starting to wake up and realize we need to support each other. We need to give back to pro-life causes. We need to really start going to the mom and pop places and supporting them because they got hurt terribly through this pandemic. I mean, there's so many things we can do and put our money behind. We're still going to get good service. We're still going to get a good product. We may not get the very best, who knows, or we may even get better. But I do agree with you, Bernadette, Our Lady and Our Lord will bless that and smiles upon that effort. I love what you had to say, Bernadette. What do you think, Jer?
All I can add to that is the question, what does it say about our culture when these corporations feel so bold, emboldened to do some of these things? I think it says that they are looking at the culture and saying, you know what, we've got most of these people in our hip pocket. We're not going to get a lot of resistance from this. And so that's why, you know, they go from, you know, maybe providing financial support to objectionable causes to actually outright, like it was brought up, giving rides, you know, transportation to women, even across state lines if they have to get an abortion. Now, that ratchets it up quite a few notches in my estimation, I think. So,
very true.
What do you think, Bernadette?
Oh, I agree 100%. And if we just had, I mean, there are people out there. And what always surprises me, if especially the amount of, you know, the baby boomers now, a lot of them are retired, but they're still very vibrant people and they have incredible amount of experience in marketing and advertising and in computers and that type of thing.
Sure.
And it would be great if we could get, as you said, directories or guilds getting together to help younger people who may not realize, yeah, this is going on, you know, this is how we can work around it. But thank
you. Thank you, Bernadette. Great phone call. More calls, emails, social media coming up here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Glad you're with us for this lively conversation. Great to have you with us as we start a new week of broadcasts on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, 833 833- 888-298-3986, our phone number to join the conversation today about how we go about engaging in commerce with so many corporations promoting and actively pushing for very, very immoral ideologies and so forth. Please join us. I just want to mention, before we go back to the phones, give a great shout-out, congratulations to a longtime member of the EWTN radio family. It's Savior Radio Network in Kentucky. Get this, they're celebrating their 19th year with EWTN. So we want to congratulate Ed Thomas and his team at Savior Radio Network with stations in Madisonville, Owensboro, Whitesville, and Paducah from your friends at EWTN. Way to go, you guys.
Wow, 19 years. Amazing. Okay, back to the phones. Another first-time caller, Mary Ellen in Vail, Arizona on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Debbie and Jerry. How are you doing?
Good.
How
Hope
are you?
You are too.
Good. Debbie, I would say, number one, I'm with you. I try to stay away from the ones that have been blatantly out there, the woke ones, Starbucks, Target. Our Targets all put in transgender clothing, like right when you walk in the door, there's like a huge setup of them. And then, they had the issue, too, with where they were basically doing the transgender bathrooms or allowing women to go in, men to go into women's bathrooms. So, but I feel now that so many of the companies are out there promoting all this. And the thing that really worries me is the ESG, the environment, social, and governance that these companies are now participating in. Because that even promotes them even more to want to put their social things out there. Because part of that is, the whole thing's about whatever's going on in society right now culturally to be going along with it. Mm-hmm. And so, I really, concerned about my IRA money and what that's being invested in. So I really struggle with it, and I wish that we would hear more from our priests and our bishops on this and kind of help us to figure out where we should go. I mean, I don't know the answer. I'm totally glad you guys are talking about it today.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to share with you what a priest here in Arizona, because you're in Arizona, Mary Ellen, shared with me about this, because I really struggled with everything that you talked about. I have not been in a Target in years, so I was not aware of that. That's shocking. If anybody on video is watching, you could see my face. I think my eyes dropped out of my head. I mean, that's just, and to have it right, front and center as soon as you walk in the door. I mean, talk about a poster of it. But Mary Ellen, this wonderful priest said to me one time, I sat down with him and I said, Father, what do we do? I mean, everything is tied directly or indirectly to something that is, against our Christian faith. What do we do? Even, let's face it, even some of the organizations of the Catholic Church can sometimes be aligned with something that's not completely authentically Catholic. And so it's really frustrating. And he said to me, he said, Debbie, do the want and need thing. And I said, okay, Father. And he said, I get it. And he goes, no, really sit and say, do I want this or do I need it? And it kind of goes back to our first caller that was saying about the appliance that they needed to get. And they, Amazon was the only one that had it. Okay. So you have to replace that appliance, right? So that's a need. So if it's a need, then it's not exactly such a difficult, moral decision or a thing. We have to replace it. If it's a want, he said, if you can try to delay it or go somewhere else or spend a little bit more money to go to some private organization that isn't tied to this, then that would be better. So I do that now, Mary Ellen. I don't know if that helps at all. I'm sure you probably do it as well, but I do the want and need game in my head. What do you think?
Well, that's a great idea. I think probably for some people it might be difficult because even though maybe it's a need, but then if you have to pay a higher price, that might be an issue for some people,
right.
To have to. I mean, that's a big, it depends on financially how you're doing.
Right.
But do you guys think the ESG is contributing to this? Because I used to work for IBM, and they're a lot more outspoken, too, about the gender issue and the abortion and Raytheon, too. Raytheon also is blatantly out there. So it's like, to me, these companies that never, ever got involved with social issues are now, like, in our face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, my knowledge of ESG is limited, but I think it's starting to get to a point where corporations kind of have to be involved in some of those objectionable things. Otherwise, they get, I guess, they get graded on these things.
Like social
and so forth.
Scoring or something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I found an interesting, some comments here online. I think this is eye-opening. It says, ESG is a framework that helps stakeholders understand how an organization manages risks and opportunities around sustainability issues. And this next sentence is important. ESG has evolved from other historical movements that focused on health and safety issues, pollution reduction, and corporate philanthropy. Those are all wonderful things. But like it says, ESG has evolved from those things and now gotten into all of these ugly different causes. And I think to a large extent, corporations are being graded on their ESG score. So
you're saying they're stuck. They're in a predicament themselves.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, this is just, I don't know if you used the word demonic earlier in the show or not, but
I did.
Satan's really hard at work in all of this stuff. Yeah. So,
well, but see, I look at it as something that could be really good for us as Christians. And Mary Ellen, tell us what you think about this. You know, less consumption, more, detachment, more of getting into the needs instead of the wants, and really living a simpler life, which is more freedom. And that's exactly what Satan doesn't want us to do. So that's why we should do it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. And I used to be a big Starbucks person. I mean, literally, I love my coffee. I think you do too, Debbie. And I have totally stopped going to Starbucks. I'm done with them. I'm finished. And that took me a long time to get there. But it is definitely a freedom not going there anymore, because every time I went there, I had a guilty conscience about getting a drink from them.
I did too. I'll be honest with you. I did too. And I had to break my husband from it because he's a bigger coffee consumer than I am. And I broke him of it, and he was great. And now it's wonderful. He goes to a nearby mom and pop coffee place, which is beautiful. I love supporting the locally owned businesses. I was a small business owner. My husband is, our families were, and it just, the small businesses got hit so hard during the pandemic. It's time for them to really shine again, I think. So, Mary Ellen, you're awesome.
Survived. Those that survived the pandemic.
Those that survived, yeah. Yeah. Oh, New York City small businesses, I don't know how they did it. I don't know how some of them still survived.
Well, there are a lot of empty buildings around every city that you go through right now. Thank you, Mary Ellen. We appreciate that. We heard from Anthony in Toledo, Ohio, listening on Annunciation Radio via email at take2@ewtn.com. And he says, hello, I completely agree with not supporting Starbucks in any way. And he makes a good point. He says, in fact, since the CEO said back in 2013, if you want to support traditional marriage, we don't want your business.
He
says,
since
then, I have not given them a single cent since then. I love coffee immensely and drink it daily. He says, my blood is probably coffee. But if I was faced with the decision to buy their coffee or have to go without, I'd go without every day of the week. So Anthony has some strong feelings on that as well.
Well, that's exactly when I changed from that organization as well. When I heard that statement, I said, I'm out. I'm done. Tapped out. I'll drink water.
Yeah, we get a great question from Cindy via email as well. Mm-hmm. She says, a lot of this subject is new to me, or news to me. I see you are not using the names of the coffee shops. Well, we just did, Cindy. She says, so how do we find out this information? Mm-hmm. I don't want to support companies like this either, but I am unaware of who they are, and I don't know how you find this out. Please advise.
Perfect question. Way to go. Is that, you said Cindy?
Cindy, yeah.
Okay, Cindy, easiest thing to do. You got technology right in front of you, the computer. Just go in on the search bar, just type in a pro-abortion companies or anti-Christian companies. Lists will come up from Catholic organizations, Christian organizations, and they'll just list them. It goes all the way down. And some of them you heard today, and it'll say, this is what they're promoting. They're promoting woke ideology. They're promoting employee travel for abortions. They're promoting transgender ideology. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And then it even shares, Cindy, some of the companies that have changed their thoughts on things because their profits have gone down thanks to the Christians who won't support them any longer. And so there, and then you see some companies changing. Some companies are kind of dabbling one foot in both camps. Some are really holding true to their Christian values. So you'll find those all just by the search bar. Just all you got to do. Now, there used to be like the National Right to Life, Jerry. There used to be all these lists, but I have not found those for a couple years. So I don't know if people stopped doing them. I wish somebody would tell me if there was one comprehensive list, but I don't know of one. I search online before I go to a store.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're going to go back to your calls. Lively, interesting, I think a very informative conversation we're having today. And we'll go next to Jean in Williston, North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Jean.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Pretty well. How about you?
Chilly up here.
I'll bet it is.
Excuse me. Yeah.
But what's chilly for you in North Dakota? Like, minus 20? For some people, chilly is 55, Gene.
Okay. Well, I think today right now is about 20 degrees, but the wind chill is about 2 below.
Oh, God bless you. Stay warm.
Oh, we are. We are. Mm-hmm. I was telling your call screener that at my point in my life, I'm getting rid of things, and I'm very careful about where I buy things from. And even if I think it's really beautiful and I like it and everything else, I refuse to buy from China and from some other countries. But I feel so sorry for the young people who don't know the difference. They were not raised in the 50s and 60s before this country started going to the hell in a handbasket. Mm-hmm. But this is all they know. And we older generations see what is happening in our country. And it starts from the very highest office in this country, and it filtrates itself down. And just like Disney, my kids wanted to always go to Disney. Well, we couldn't afford it. And I'm glad we never did. And I would never, ever have my grandchildren go there. There are a lot of, I don't watch, go to movies anymore. Haven't seen a movie since The Passion of the Christ. I watch very little television. But the young people today are being inundated every which possible which way they can. And Satan, he's always dressing up with shiny things and new things, and they don't know the difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gene, you're making some great points. I think I've seen maybe one movie since The Passion of the Christ, so I don't really go to movies that much either, but what's really edifying about your call is you're very intentional about how you're approaching this. You're doing research, you're praying, you're discerning, you're making decisions, you know, based on what the church would present us as the criteria, you know. And so that's very, very good that you're doing that. And, you know, you mentioned China. I mean, I don't know if we can possibly avoid buying. I think we're all buying stuff from China. We just maybe don't know about it.
We just don't know it, yeah.
Yeah, because not everything has the Made in China tag on there. A lot of clothing doing and stuff like that. But if one approaches it the way you are, Gene, I'm sure you have a very clear conscience. And I think we all, Debbie, have a clear conscience about how we approach this if we're doing it in a manner similar to the way Gene is doing
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just be intentional about where you put your money and your effort and your time and support. And I do agree that I think young families just, but the good news is young families have technology at their fingertips, which we didn't have that. When we had to go to the old fashioned, you know, library and the encyclopedias and all sorts of stuff to get information. Not with the today's families. They can just go and have their phone, which is a mini computer, and they can get all the information they need. So if they do their research, I think they can make some healthy decisions. Jean, stay warm, okay?
We will. Thank you.
Thank you. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, no, I was going to mention before we go to Mary and Amarillo, and we've got Christopher in Kalamazoo, just wanted to mention the show Fire on the Earth. I think one of the most really inspiring presenters on Catholic radio is Dr. I think he's, is he a doctor? It's Peter Herbeck. He provides a compelling look. I just gave him an honorary doctorate. I'm not sure.
He's very smart.
He provides a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. And tomorrow morning, Peter reflects on the season of Lent as we learn more how to reflect Jesus to others. That's Fire on the Earth, Monday through Friday morning, 5:15 a.m. Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, Christopher, hold on in Kalamazoo, Michigan. That's another city I like to say, Kalamazoo. I like to say that a lot. It kind of rolls. But Mary is up first in Amarillo, Texas on St. Valentine Radio. Hello, Mary.
Hello. I want to say first that I don't disagree with any of the comments and questions today, but my question is, how does boycotting Starbucks, etc., line up with what Jesus did when he was on earth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meaning, can you be specific, Mary?
Well, like, he engaged with and had dinner with sinners, and didn't avoid them.
Yeah.
I mean, would Jesus have gone to Starbucks when he was on the earth?
Well, he may have gone into a Starbucks and turned the tables over, you know, like he did in the temple with the money changers. No, I see the point you're making, Mary. I think a distinction we can make is, you know, Jesus was visiting with and interacting with and eating with sinners. And when the way that word is used in the Bible, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of the religious leaders, they simply looked down their, you know, down their noses at people who they viewed or thought were sinners or knew that they were. But we're all sinners, and these are typically people who came to Jesus humbly and wanting to find out who he was and find out what they needed to do to be saved and all of that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit different because, you know, like I said, Jesus definitely had a problem with those who were hypocrites and, you know, mm-hmm. talked about being followers of God, but we're not. So I think, Debbie, does that make sense? I mean, there.
Yeah. You know, well, and I would just
say a lot better than I can.
Oh, no, not at all. You did great. But Mary, I would just say this. I think sometimes it's just our human nature that we see the one side of Jesus dining with sinners, and we sometimes miss the full intent of his engagement with them. And it's like the in scripture where, you know, where he meets up with sinners, but what does he always do? He challenges them to go and sin no more. He challenges them. There's a purpose. Now, Mary, I agree with you. I say if we went into a place that was, you know, anti-Christian and we sat down with the CEO and we spoke with them and said, hey, you know, this is not right. This is not of God. You know, please consider changing your ways. Absolutely. The unfortunate thing about that is we probably would never get an appointment with the CEO of these companies. So what do we do? If we put our money behind it, we're just inflating more of what they're doing and keeping it going and allowing it to survive in a culture that really it should be gone because it's sinful. And so it's a frustrating situation because what do you do? So I think we do, like Mother Teresa would say, we do our very best in a small way in our own community. We're not going to probably change the world, although Mother Teresa did change the world in a small way and it turned out to change the world. But we do very small things and do the next right thing and let God take care of the rest. Now, the employees that work there, they're stuck. They're caught in the middle. So the best thing we can do is we support the families, in trying to help educate those young employees that are working in these companies to really understand what they are participating in, you know, for a paycheck. And so just so people are aware. So I think it's a kind of a comprehensive approach. I mean, what do you think, Mary? Does that kind of balance it out a little or no?
A little, but I think what I want to say is that, I don't even like Starbucks coffee, so that's not a problem for me. But if I go into a place like that, I can show love and kindness to whoever's working there. Sure. And I don't have to meet with the CEO to share Christ's love. And I don't need to go to Starbucks. I'm not boycotting it for any godly reason, but I just don't happen to like their stuff. But I sometimes go, wherever I go, if it's Walmart or whatever, I just try to be kind and loving.
Sure. Sure.
And share Christ's love. And I don't really care what their corporate politics are, because there are people with souls working there who are local and, you know, making a living, and I want to support them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mary, I would say to each of those points, I would say we have to be concerned about what a corporation is doing with their money and supporting objectionable causes. The other thing is, and I think this is one of the nuggets I'm taking away from your call, and that is, you know, the employees, as Debbie said, they're kind of caught in the middle here. Many of them have no other option to go get a job. And, you know, so I would make a distinction. You know, the employees probably have no culpability, no moral culpability in this.
Right.
Unless they say, you know, they look around for a corporation that supports abortion and say, I'm going to put a job application in over there because I love that stance of theirs. Then, you know, the employee is participating in a more formal, what they call formal cooperation. There's also, you know, remote cooperation, which is, it provides some distance between, you know, an individual and what the company might be supporting. So anyway, Mary, great call. Thanks for listening on St. Valentine Radio there. They had their pledge drive, I think, last week. I hope it went very well for them. Yeah.
Nice. I think pledge drives around the country are doing really well, and it's still spring pledge drive season, so please give generously when your local listening area comes to you. Okay, I love saying this city, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Christopher is up next on Holy Family Radio. Hi, Christopher.
Hello, Jerry and Debbie. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Christopher?
Oh, I'm doing well. I just wanted to comment. First, I very much appreciate your show. I appreciate everything you're talking about and putting out there. My wife and I, we have 8 children ranging from 20 to 2. Our eldest is at Benedictine College and doing great there. Our youngest is running around in diapers. And so when I'm listening to your show, I'm thinking about trying to, you know, maintain optimism and hope for our future for the kids. And I just wanted to share that I know in my personal walk, one of the things that has been so helpful is reflecting on history, the history of our church, especially the first Christians and all of their sufferings. I mentioned to your screener that I'm currently reading a book called Four Witnesses by Rod Bennett. I may have heard him on your show, on EW10. I'm not positive. But it's been a phenomenal thing to read because it has clearly demonstrated to me that God has dominion over every inch of his creation. And when I'm dealing with these things, whether it's Starbucks coffee or Targets or what have you, and I'm making decisions in that respect, and I'm thinking about my kids, it does give me a sense or a glimpse of hope, a glimpse of understanding that really he is in charge. And if we can just continue to have these types of talk shows and be together, as people of light, people of life, and people of hope, I think we're going to be just fine. So thank you for listening to me.
Absolutely, Christopher. Thank you. I think that's most likely going to be the last call that we get to, and I think, Debbie, that's a good way to end. I mean, God is in charge of everything. God is sovereign over, like Christopher said, every inch of the earth and so forth.
Right.
I just think that, you know, pressure and boycotting can force companies to change. It often doesn't, because one of the challenges is rousing enough participation, you know, get the masses to do this. And like a point I made earlier in the show, Debbie, I think it's a commentary on our culture, that I think a lot of people just don't really care about looking into this stuff. You know, they
sure.
want what they want. You know, like you said, right. Difference between want and need, right?
Right. Right. Absolutely. And what Christopher was saying is so true, because God is in control of everything, and he permits evil to for our good, so we get stronger, so we make, you know, good choices out of things, and we keep a healthy, balanced view of things. I like how Christopher, having a big family, I love his family already. I think it's awesome. Must be a lot of action when they all get together. That's so much fun. And it's so true. God is in control of everything, and evil is all around us. And it's our choice whether we, you know, acknowledge it, don't acknowledge it, participate, not participate. But God is ultimately, you know, he's always in control. I agree. Yeah.
I want to thank Mike and Alice. You have emailed us websites that have lists that we're talking about here on the program. So we will look into those and possibly post them on the show website. And also, what was I going to say here? You Choose Week. We got to promote. Hey, folks, month from now, April 24th through the 28th, are topics chosen by you. So please go to take2show.com. There's a button that says Submit Today. We'd love to hear what you want to talk about. It's going to be really your show for that entire week, April 24th through the 28th.
Absolutely. And we didn't get to all the calls today. Sorry about that. We'll revisit this again for sure. It seemed like a really good topic and we learned a lot. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about, we're going to ask the question, are you debt-free? Wow, that's a good topic we're going to be tackling together as a Take-Two family. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon. St. Joseph, please pray for us.